Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, December 7, 2020, IPERS Investment Board Meeting, December 2020. The Iowa Public Employees Retirement System, IPERS Investment Board, met telephonically on December 3, 2020. The board took the following action. Approved the minutes from the September 16th and September 17th, 2020 meetings. Approved hiring 5 investment firms for use in the Liquid Absolute Return, or LARS, portfolio. Approved an amendment to Section 5 of the Investment Policy Goal Statement and went into closed session to discuss the Chief Investment Officer CIO Performance Review. 2020 Actuarial Valuation Report. Actuaries from Cavanaugh McDonald Consulting LLC presented the IPERS June 30, 2020 Valuation Report to the board. Highlights include the unfunded actuarial liability increased by $110 million and the aggregate funded ratio remained at 84%. The contribution rates for regular membership will remain the same for fiscal year 2022, and the contribution rates for both the sheriffs and deputies and the protection occupation groups will decrease slightly for fiscal year 2022. The market value of assets returned for fiscal year 2020 was 3.39%. New hires on the investment team. The board welcomed 2 new hires to the investment team. Sheldon Lean, Equity Investment Officer, Luca Racenti, Quantitative Investment Officer. IPERS Internal Audit Report. Kelly Breyers, IPERS Internal Auditor, presented results on 2 audits, the Employer Receipts Process Audit and the Cash Flow Management Audit. One consistent finding is a need to develop written policies and procedures for various processes and update existing written procedures. Previously planned 2020 audits were set aside due to COVID-19 risks, and 2021 audits are yet to be determined. However, one audit that is being planned is an audit on the information management / IT analysis of risk management. Investment fund update. Carl Koch, Chief Investment Officer, CIO, reported that the estimated market value of the IPERS Trust Fund was $37.379 billion on November 20th, 2020. The net return for the third calendar quarter was 6.24%. Fiscal year 2020 investment management expense report. Mr. Koch presented a report on management expenses. For fiscal year 2020, investment management expenses decreased by 22.3% compared to fiscal year 2019. Total manager fees decreased 23.6% from fiscal year 2019 due to negotiated fee reductions, the underperformance by active managers in fiscal year 2020, which reduced performance fees compared to fiscal year 2019, and there was less active management in fiscal year 2020 compared to fiscal year 2019. The next investment board meeting will be Friday, March 26, 2021, and the next Benefits Advisory Committee, BAC, meeting will be Monday, January 25, 2021. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Ed Cook, Legal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-3994, and Jennifer Acton, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-7846.